Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Car review time.
Car review.
Car hop. Let's call it that.
Car hop.
Yeah.
At the car.
Because we can't take this inside the bar review.
No, I'd probably get kicked out.
Yeah, this is
although I probably wouldn't be bad if we get kicked out. I probably wouldn't have a better experience.
I gotta tell you.
Fucking club.
Yeah, bar. So it's bar review week, and this is one of, we've been hyping this up for the longest.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, we've been talking about it since January.
Yeah,
I've been talking about it every week since you've been gone.
That's right.
Your first episode back for 3 weeks now.
Yep,
and I know you've been excited.
I have.
I text you this morning, and said it's time.
Yep,
we got to do this.
Yep,
and you know we both went to the ATM machine, got our respective dinero out of there.
Right. Which I'm counting right now. Just make sure I have the right amount.
You saw me pull my wallet out and check if my card was in that motherfucker.
Double check.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Your shit is tight and straight.
Yeah, so love is in the air. And we decided that, you know, we need to show everyone out there in the Last Drop world what's it like to be single and have that love in the air.
That life.
Yeah. By the way, I'm your godfather whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And we're here to talk about a little special place called Angel's Cabaret.
That's right.
If you don't know what that is, people, if you don't live in the SoCal area, that is what a single man would do on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is a goddamn strip club.
Yes, or what I would do on any given weekend.
Yes.
And if it were my college days, I would do this any given night.
Except we'd be at Foreplay.
Yes.
A much better strip club.
Yes.
A very much better strip club. Yes. A little bit more money, but
worth it.
It's definitely more worth it than here because, holy shit, everybody looks like they walked out of fresh out of UFC Uncut on Spike Channel.
It looked like they were watching the XFL. They're like, you know what? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
today's just not the day.
It got to a point where literally was watching the XFL.
That's right.
And critiquing it.
The XFL more fucking exciting than what we were getting in the goddamn strip club.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah,
which is crazy because I was just like looking at Cody and said, maybe we're overdressed.
Well, I'm always overdressed. I get that. That's fine.
I mean, understandable. Because everybody in here was like hoodies and shit like that. Like straight out of...
And all of them got more action than any of us.
And they were more fucked up too.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we had about like a few beers before we got here and stuff like that.
We weren't fucked up at all.
Yeah, we wasn't though. We didn't look like... I mean, especially me. I had simp looking all over my face, whatever. And it's like, nope, not simp enough. Especially next to the guy that was sitting by us.
Yeah.
It looks like Luis Giuliano.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker.
His eyes rotated so far in the back of his head.
He didn't know what planet he was on.
No.
And I don't think he knew what solar system he was on.
And when she handed him his card back, which, by the way, that the card reader doesn't even work here. Dutch. Cody can vouch for this. I even tried to fix it.
He tried.
Yeah.
No dice.
Yeah, this is no dice. So, people, this is a bar review. The ending of the month here. Great month so far. And then to finish it off with...
I was only here for the first week, I think, but yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
How do you feel?
You know.
Yeah, like a little ass worm on a big ass hook. Huh?
Yeah, so yeah.
Kind of sucks, huh?
Whatever.
So,
hey, I save money, so it's all good.
There's that, yeah. So,
that's a plus.
You spent about $9, maybe $11.
So $9. Tip. Entry was free. That was cool.
Entry was free.
That's understandable, because damn.
Had you imagined if you had paid to get in here?
Oh, shit. It's about to get a... Never mind. Thank you, sir.
If we would have paid to get in here, this would have got a fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm like, I don't even.
Yeah, I got a no drop.
This review would have been a fucking minute long.
No drop.
It would have been the intro and saying,
no drop.
Fuck this place.
Fuck all these people. I'm out. Bye.
So, the most interesting person in here was the bartender.
She was.
Who, from what I heard, dances sometimes too. From what I heard her talking to somebody, I was just like, oh, she dances. Oh. Makes perfect sense then, or whatever. See
that.
So by later in the night in here, where do we even begin? First of all, so getting here, not that far from where we were at beforehand. Mm-hmm. So
literally 2 minutes.
That was a plus.
That was nice.
Parking lot is huge. We parked on the street, nice and plus. Entry was free, as Cody said.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's a Sunday. We got here around 4 something, 4 or 5 or 4:10, whatever it may be. There was literally one girl here. To be honest, that one girl stood out more than anybody. Yes, so it was just like, yeah, well, hey, that one girl's the best, whatever. Unfortunately for us, there was already a drunk dude she was milking off of the whole time.
Entire night.
People, they don't believe us right now. They're like, these fools ain't go to no strip club right here. So, Cody, what we're going to do is we're going to take a photo of that Angel's Cabaret sign that's like hanging right up there.
Right above us.
Yeah. And if you don't know where Angel's Cabaret, it's in Anaheim, California.
That's right.
Where the girl who was bartending was from San Diego, and she compared L.A. and Anaheim together. Mm-hmm. She did that out-of-towner shit that I just cannot fucking stand. This is Orange County. This is not L.A. Please stop saying that shit. I know about three people that do that shit, and it annoys the fuck out of me. And they go like, well, what's the difference? Bitch, if you're in Bronx, you're not in Queens. Mm-hmm. If you're in fucking Cincinnati, you're not in Toledo.
Yep.
Okay? That's the goddamn difference. It's a totally fucking different city. That's what it is, okay? Same thing. No, it's not. No, please stop doing that. It annoys the shit out of me. I don't know why. It just annoys the shit out of me. With her, it didn't annoy me as much because she was a sweetheart. I'm not going to lie. Hmm. Yeah, a little biased, but you know, yeah. Got a little kiss on the cheek, you know. I was expecting her to knock the fuck out of me, to be honest, whatever. Because
y'all talking all that shit. I knew she wasn't about shit, though. So I was like, okay.
You called her out on her shit.
Yep, I did.
She wasn't about her shit.
Like twice or three times.
Yeah, because I forgot how the conversation led it, but she was just like, you're kind of bad or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, you should kick my ass about whatever. And she's like, I'll meet you 5 minutes in the parking lot. And I was like, 5 minutes are up then, whatever. So I was like, took my glasses off. And I was like, go ahead and hit me then. And she laid me with a kiss. And I was just like,
oh, that's so cute.
And Cody was just like, fuck you. Cody was like, fuck you soft ass motherfucker, you. And she was like, what? He's aggressive. And I was like, oh, he's super aggressive. He likes aggressive, whatever. So, and she was like, and she gave you this look, and you were just staring because you didn't know what the conversation was about. She was like, yeah. And I was like, you ain't gonna do shit, though. So, either way, though, so we got the bar sucks.
The bar's terrible.
I mean,
damn.
It's that was a microphone, but whatever. Give a fuck on this motherfucker anyway. So
yeah, it's not good. At least I had Old Forester there. So that was,
yeah,
that was nice.
I mean,
we had something.
It's what is expected out of a strip club. Bar. So I mean,
has free entry.
Tell us about that beer tap, Cody.
Well, it was bad. Very bad. We had because it's a Bud Light, Budweiser.
Budweiser was next to it.
Pacifico. Modelo. Shock Top.
Oh.
Stella Artois, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there was on there, too.
And I'm missing some other shitty adjunct lagers.
They didn't even have Blue Moon.
They did not have Blue Moon, no.
They didn't even have that shit.
Which would have been a step up.
That would have been the best beer on there.
Big step up, but it would have been a step up regardless.
That guy was getting Budweiser's left and right next to us, too.
That one motherfucker just drinking shit out the pitcher.
That was that motherfucker, too. And I was just like, man. I mean, we've had a can of shitty beer on this show. I don't know how you could do a pitcher of shitty beer.
Couldn't do that.
That would disgust the shit. I mean, we had some great beer beforehand, so.
Yeah, so we definitely couldn't, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm not trying to fuck my palate up, to be honest. Well, he was drinking straight from the fucking pitcher,
from the pitcher.
Which, by the way, we saw the food menu. Food menu, we didn't order shit.
We were going to.
Because we brought enough cash for the dancing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to use my cash for the food and drinks and stuff like that.
We had it specifically budgeted.
Exactly, whatever.
A certain amount.
And for only. As we got our Old Forester drinks here, we were drinking them. I got me and Cody an Old Forester, and I gave him my card, and I looked at Cody and said, they're having trouble with that card.
Yeah. Both readers.
And I said, I know there's cash on that thing because I just saw the damn thing when I went to the bank. Only for us to tell us, the machine's not working. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh. And I love it, too, because they were just like, you guys not going to order anything else? I said, I would, but your card reader don't fucking work. And my card is for, my cash that I have is for dancing. So,
shit would work that anyway.
It kind of did, to be honest, because nobody's
petitioned for dancing.
No.
Anyway, people would rather stare on their phones than even actually ask or even have the possibility of getting money for a dance.
Now, I know it's Sunday. It is 7 o'clock right now. We only been recording for 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. We just literally left this place. That has got to be the laziest fucking strip club I've ever been to.
Pretty bad.
It was pretty fucking bad. Like, there was one chick right next to Cody. On her goddamn phone, looking bored out of her fucking mind. It's like, would you even ask her for a dance?
You know, another funny part is, that girl with the glasses,
at
the end of the table, we're walking out, she looked at us, walked out. I'm like, oh, now you want to fuck a
okay. No, thank you. Mind you, another girl was taking a nap on the fucking couch.
It's like, okay. At least ask. Okay, I get you had your hesitations, like, okay, maybe this dude could just sit at the bar. I guess there's a connotation behind it. I don't fucking know. I don't know strip club etiquette like that.
Same here.
I mean, I've been on penny shit because of my
No, like, no, that's bullshit, because when I go to foreplay, I'm always at the bar, and that's when they come to get me.
Yeah.
So, it's bullshit.
So, I'm like, okay, I guess you don't want fucking money then. Or they're waiting for their regulars coming on Sunday, and it's like, okay.
Because everybody in here look like regulars, because every time a new girl walked in here, they talked to the dudes in there. We look like the only out-of-towners out of here. Everybody else look like regulars. And another thing, too, is the one girl who was I thought was the baddest one in there, she knew where her money was at.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was putting her work in.
Yeah, oh, Luis Guzman over there.
Oh, Luis Guzman over for Narcos and shit. I mean, he was so spaced out. I don't even know what to say about his ass. Whatever.
That motherfucker.
Shit.
I was telling you, he was not on this solar system. He was in the galaxy.
He was with Matthew McConaughey. And
he was on Andromeda.
Yeah. Asteroid 101 and shit. You know, he was looking at the Space Channel.
Like it was light years away.
I think he subscribed to Disney Plus and
because that girl was literally like, not really looking into his eyes, but she like kind of raised up a little bit. That motherfucker was looking straight forward.
Times. She got him to go to that AT machine twice, and I've only seen him leave that chair once.
Yep.
I was just like, I told Cody one time, I was like, look, he's just handing her money, dude, and they're not even doing anything.
I was telling P1, I'm sorry, I said P1, Jesus Christ.
It's fine.
JV, it's like, you know, this motherfucker spends half his paycheck on here every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know.
And they kept pouring him tequila shots, too.
That motherfucker's lonely as shit.
I mean, when I gotta tell you, you know, I always make jokes about my looks in here. I gotta tell you, I'm so proud of my looks in here, because if you walk in here, goddamn.
Yeah.
These dudes look like fucking truck ran their ass over and shit. It was like looking at Gollum, fuck that thing from 300.
Right?
I was like, oof, what is wrong with that dude's face?
You don't see douchebag looking motherfucker. Yeah, he didn't shit either.
He wasn't shitting either or whatever. Because you heard him talk. He was just like, he sounded like Michael Jackson. He's like, hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man, what's up, dude?
And now you know how you get. I was just like, oh, dude. And Cody described it, he looked like he just came out of an affliction store. I was just like, oh, well, that guy. All right. So, this is going to be the shortest bar review ever.
Real short.
Yeah, so I give props to the bartender for keeping us entertained for the most part.
She was cool.
Yeah. She was cool. She was the only one engaging. Cody was talking to somebody when I went to go fix the goddamn card reader.
Yeah, and then she left and said, I'll be right back. And then, no, she never came back with the other dude at the end of the bar.
She left for like 20 minutes and then about came back minutes, and talked to the other dude at the bar because I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
I went to the bathroom when I came back and said, that card reader is not going to be fixed or whatever. And so people probably listening to like, wait, hold on, you went to go fix what now?
Yeah, they actually petitioned him to go fix the shit. He offered the dude, the owner, I guess he's the owner or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, come in the back row.
Yeah.
Help me out.
I went in the back room. I went to go fix this.
Or try.
He didn't even know where the server was at. I was like, that's not the server, dude. I said, those wires are hooked to the fire alarm here and stuff, and that's all for the phone services. Yep. I said, where? He's like, oh, there's more over here. I was just like, yeah, please take me to these. And we walked over. I was like, that's your server right there. But everything is good because every light is green on there and you have nothing flashing going. And he was just like, what do I do? I was just like, well, you look like you got to get somebody to come out here and take that panel box apart or whatever. And he was just like, oh, man, thank you, man. I was just like, yeah, that should cost you about a free drink right there. But, you know, hey, to each his own, I guess. I get back. Cody's talking to this girl. And next thing you know, I'm kind of flirting with the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, I guess, if you will, because, you know, we're holding hands and shit next, you know, and I'm just like, hey, what's going on here or whatever, and Cody's, you know, and next, you know, two girls over here with Cody. I'm just like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, man, yeah, it's great. And then they left.
Yeah.
Everybody vanished.
And that was it.
Everybody, like, skedaddled. I like when, as soon as, like, the bartender left, the two girls you're talking, they skedaddled. They're just like, what just happened right now? What literally just happened?
Beats me.
No. Well, either way, like Cody said, we saved money.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Because we was looking to spend all the money we just had in our pocket, so that didn't happen. I'm happy.
I'm cool with it.
Fine, whatever. Yeah. So then, by that point, I'm still sipping this one drink I had. I'm like babysitting the fuck. Cody had two drinks in here.
Yep.
Two Old Foresters in there. I'm still babysitting this drink because I'm just like, I'm waiting for this fucking card reader to work because I'm not gonna lie, I'm hungry. I'm actually starving. I haven't ate all day.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, we've been drinking all day, whatever shit.
Yeah,
I haven't ate nothing all day, Cody.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm hungry as shit. So I'm just like, man, the menu prices look great. The food on there, it had like a whole huge variety too in there, especially if you're vegetarian as well too. I don't know what it tastes like. We can't comment on that because I didn't want to spend any of the cash I had on me because that was for dancing. So once we realized that shit wasn't working, we was like, let's get the fuck up out of here. Let's go. I finished my drink, downed that shit, whatever, and next thing you know, I was just like, let's get up out of here, and we left. And
that was it.
That was about that. The girls in here were mostly lazy. There was one chick in here who I thought was the baddest who walked in here. We didn't know she worked there or was a customer. Mm-hmm. We thought it was a customer in front, but then she changed clothes and she came out and was like...
She was there for like, what, 20 minutes maybe?
Shit, eat that, Cody. I was going to say five.
Yeah, because she was sitting down for about 10 minutes. And she got dressed. And she walked around for about another 10 minutes and that was it. And then she left. So 25 minutes total.
She didn't talk to nobody. She didn't...
And she's like the one person, I think.
I mean, I looked at her because she was black. I was just like, she looking for the black dudes. I was like, and then she walked past us. I was just like, uh-oh. I was like, hey, hello. Two light-skinned brothers right here.
Huh. That's the thing. Like, I'm not going to petition people to come over to me.
Oh, hell no.
I've done that before back in my early days. Like, no, nah, you shouldn't be that fucking way.
It's not that way any other place we go to. No. Hell so, no. I don't understand why.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not doing... Firstly, you're petitioning to give your money away. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, you know... And plus, if you're going to do that, you got to go for the baddest. Mm-hmm. You got to go for the best, right?
Top of the line.
Top of the line, best of the best, whatever. And it's just like, ain't nobody's coming my way, so.
Fuck
them. You like that busted-ass troll over there. All right, fine, whatever. So, yeah, people, that was Angels. I mean, the drinks were cheap.
It's cheap. Bartender was cool. Though. She's cool. We got free entrance. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, the highest thing I saw in there was $11, and that was for the loaded nachos. No, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to try the food, so no. I can't really grade on that curve, at least.
No, the music was shit.
Oh, that's strip club, so
nice. No. This was shit.
It was bad.
I'm talking like, it got better for a little bit.
It was like a 5-minute period, maybe.
Yeah, and then they put a Kobe tribute on there, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this now. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. Wait, we're watching a Kobe tribute and a fucking strip club. It's like, should I shed a tear or get a hump boner? We're like, what do you want me to do here? Like, do both? It's possible. Because after walking out of here, I got a little bit of both or whatever, you know, so.
You got a boner leaving.
Yeah.
I left.
I got green balls.
I'm horny as
fuck now. I didn't get blue, but I got green balls.
Blue balls in the club.
Yeah. I didn't even get that, to be honest. Yeah. Only one person that was really attracting me was the one that was sitting by us or whatever that was talking to the Luis Guzman. True. So, yeah. So, I mean, the black chick, you blink, you could have missed her.
Yeah.
So, it was like, you know, I probably would have been more attracted to her, but. You blink, you missed her. And it was just like, yeah. I was like, Cody, look at that. And he's looking around, what?
Where? Huh?
Never mind. I must be drunk. So, oof, man. Anything else, Cody, we need to?
Nah, that's a waste of time overall.
Honestly, it was.
I've been to worse, but this is overall waste of time.
You know, that's the thing. I'd rather go to worse than waste my time.
That's true. Because at least the worst places, I actually like got to like, dance a story. Or something. Or at least a dance or something.
Yeah. You can make fun of it at least.
Great dance, but you know, I haven't got
something. Shit, I broke a $5 one time for one. In Riverside.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty dirty. But, you know, hey, I'm pretty dirty. So, so.
Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, it's a pretty bad experience.
No, you know what it was? It was boring. It was even one point the bartender came and said, you guys look bored.
I was waiting. I was like, okay, yeah, we came. It's early-ish.
Kinda. But we've been here for 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it didn't get better. Yeah, I'm going to let you give your rating first.
Yeah. I'm making around a 0.5 drop right now.
Damn it, you took my rating.
I'm at a 0.5 right now.
And the only reason because of that is because it's free on a Sunday.
Bartender was cool.
And the drinks were a good price.
Yeah. Well, $4 is $9. Yeah, I can fuck with that.
And the
it might have been in one shop if we tried the food. Two might have been good. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we could go back and try the food, yes, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't.
Anytime soon.
I don't want. I'm talking about like right now. We could do that because literally we're not.
Oh, far. I forgot. Yeah, it's free entry.
But I don't want to waste my time.
Nah.
I'd rather go home and edit this.
Yeah.
That shows you how boring that
Shout
was.
Shout out to a different show club right now. A better time.
Yeah, probably could do that too as well. So we're about at a 0.5 drop.
0.5.
And literally, I don't even know the bartender's name. She's from San Diego. She was a sweetheart, though.
Cool chick. Yeah, cool chick,
whatever. And she's really the reason why I'm going to give this a 0.5. So she had a lot of energy.
She did.
She had the most energy out of anybody else there. Mm-hmm. She was dope as hell. Everybody else, I mean, when I saw a chick laying on the couch sleeping, I was just like.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you don't give a fuck. And then the chick on the phone, that was like, I mean, you want to talk about, and I love Cody giving me the joke whatever time about like, look at her, she got some fries now. You know, wake her up right now. Mm-hmm. She still was looking bored at her fine and whatever and stuff. And the girl with the glasses, like you said, she would have been my number three up in there as far as like best looking. Yeah.
Like I said, so I was staring when we walked out, I was like, oh, too late now.
Too late for that, whatever. By the way, lap dances in here are only $15, $10 on certain days, mm-hmm. whatever. So you can break a 20 for that.
Yep.
I don't know if that adds anything. I mean, we can't really grade that because.
You get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are probably yelling, you got to be aggressive. No, no, we don't.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, we don't.
I learned my lesson.
I've been to plenty of strip clubs, Cody.
I've grown up. I turned 30 this year. I don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the shit. You might catch a case.
Yeah.
Shit. I've been to plenty of strip clubs. I never had to do that before. So.
Yeah, no more.
With that said, people, man, we don't have any glasses in here or anything like that. I got this, like, water cooler.
Yeah. I guess we use the mic to clink that shit.
Yeah, we can clink it on there. So, yeah. I'm your godfather of whiskey, JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer. Cream.
And hopefully March goes better than this month, dude.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, it already has.
This episode.
So, with that said, livers will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.
And strip clubs will remain boring at this place.
Yeah, fuck this strip club. I'm going to a different one.
Yeah, get the fuck up out of here now. Goodbye.
Is that my sister?